Rural Focus.
Triple M, it is that time of the morning to find out and see what we can expect to read in another bumper edition of the Farm Weekly. The editor, Darren O'Day, is with me. Good morning there to you, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are we today?
Well, not too bad, mate. Nice to see finally some rain around some parts of WA, mate.
Well, yeah, there's a bit there, but obviously I guess it's a bit like Lotto, isn't it?
Yes,
like,
yeah.
You know, I saw some falls where, you know, people in Dalwell and you got 10 to 15 nil, and then, you know, some of them's got 8 or 9, and then I think I saw around the Conor-Goring area up to 50 mil.
Cool.
You know, the further you go down the line, obviously it was pretty dry. So, you know, I think from what I can gather, some people were pleasantly surprised. Mm. Others just watched it go around. So we just need to see what happens over the next couple of days and look to the sky. And if it's falling out of the sky, then they'll obviously enjoy it.
Absolutely, yes. Good luck to everybody who wants the rain at the moment. Mate, in the paper tomorrow, you've got a story on, the progress on the giant replica tractor there in Canama.
Yeah, this is a pretty interesting story, Troy, and one that I'm quite looking forward to seeing its completion. Obviously, they're building a giant replica of the Chamberlain 40K tractor. Now, that's going to be put up next to Hal Walton's John Deere Tractor Museum in Canama. And sort of like the project of the Canama Big Tractor Project Committee. They've been on this case for quite a few years. They raised about $500,000 to start with to get it going. And then they actually got a company in Geraldton, which is mainly a mining company called Diab Engineering. And they're actually designing and doing all the computer simulated drawings for it. And then they're constructing it. And about 80% of that fabrication is now complete. Now, to give you an idea on this giant tractor, it's going to be about 42 tons in weight. There's about 2,000 parts that they've already cut and welded. And when they actually finish it, it's going to have about 10,000 litres of paint on it. It's going to be quite specky to have a look at when it's all done. But what they're doing is they've been cutting all the sheet metal and building. And I've seen pictures of like the steering wheel. I think the steering wheel is about 2.5 metres long with the steering column and things like that. It's going to be quite big, and they're sort of cutting and welding a lot of it now. And once it's sort of done, they hope to have it done finished by about June. They're actually going to take it to Canama, assemble it, make sure it's good, make sure it's structurally sound because obviously it needs to stand up to the elements and the weather and anything like that. And then it'll be disassembled. Then it'll be backwards and forwards between Geraldton and Canama once they're structurally signed off on it, put together finally, and then they'll put it back together. And it should be quite an interesting project once they've finished it. But one of the things the guys were saying was because there's a lot of, some of these sheets of metal are about 8 to 9 metres long and they're doing a lot of welding on it. So they wanted to make sure that, they weren't warping the metal when they were putting the whole heat in with welding and things like that. So, it's a pretty interesting project, and I hope to have that finished by the end of June. So I think that'll attract a lot of people, any tractor lovers. Head up to Canama to have a look at that one when it's done.
There you go. Ahead and have a look at that. Read more about it in the Farm Weekly tomorrow. Also, processors and pellet manufacturers, mate, ramping up to try and meet the demand here.
Well, as we all know, there's a big demand at the moment with all the market factors, low market prices, limited turn-off options. And, the feed and water out there at the moment is a bit limited. So, people like V&B Walsh's in Bunbury, they've been, sort of since about December, they've been moving to a 6-day-a-week roster for, half their month just to try and get through that cycle. But one of the things they said is, they've got to make sure that, they consider the health and safety of their staff and they push them too hard while they're doing it. But they've managed to, with this extra output, I think they're doing an extra 2,500 to 3,000 head per week on top of the usual 22,000 head they process there. And as you can imagine, they've been inundated with calls from both sheep and beef producers who are looking for kill space, trying to get that extra capacity into the system. At the moment, it's mostly lamb they're processing, whereas, late last year, it was a lot of mutton that was being pushed through the market. In that early phase when they're doing it, a lot of the lighter lambs, they were looking good when they were live weight, but when they were they were processed, they were sort of underperforming. But they noticed that once the producers were starting to feed them grain to bring them back up to spec, those numbers returned solidly from that sort of January to April period, so they're sort of getting through that. And then on the other side, the livestock feed producers, they've been working around the clock to try and keep up demand with the pellets.
Yep.
And one of those we spoke to was Milne Feeds, and they've obviously, as you can imagine, sheep and cattle producers are sort of pushing demand and wanting bigger orders. And for the last 7 months or so, they've really been under the pump to sort of get extra feed out to everybody. And what we can also understand, they're actually... they're running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we can also understand that they're actually in the process of building a new feed mill as well. So that'll obviously increase their capacities. So that'll come online later this year. Fingers crossed we get some more rain and things like that so they can take the demand off farmers needing to buy so much feed to get in.
No, doing a good job, the team at Milne Feeds. And also in the paper tomorrow, mate, speaking of somebody who's doing great things, farmers across borders.
Yeah, look, they've... they're a great organisation. They're based down in Esperance, and you know, they've been quite documented, the things that they've been doing. They've just done another small convoy of 8 road trains up to the Southern Rangeland Pastoralist. They took about 400 tonnes of barley straw up there. And over the last 4 months, they've actually organised 11 feed runs to those pastoral stations, delivering about 2,800 bales, from what I can remember. You know, they're a volunteer group and they rely on donations, particularly to cover fuel. And last week, they were actually given a $150,000 state government grant. And that was part of the announcement from Ag Minister Jackie Jarvis, you know, the $8.6 million drought relief funding package that she announced. So that'll actually help them for delivering of, you know, feed and bale straw for next year. I think they've only got about 600 bales of straw ready for this year, but left over from this year. So obviously they're preparing for next year. You know, and they just sort of said the funding sort of, you know, recognises the efforts that, you know, that the charity does and the volunteers. You know, one of their drivers has been on the committee since 2019, and I think he's done 13 runs, travelled over 23,000 kilometres, and off his own bat has paid about $33,000 in fuel. You know, he donates his own truck fuel and time and things like that. So, you know, there's a lot of people doing some great things out there to help others. And, you know, while you know, these donations that they go up there are only, you know, a drop in the ocean and only a short-term thing, it's the morale that comes with that when people go up there and have a chat to them. You know, just let them know that they're not on their own. Obviously, you know, any donations that they can receive just gets put back into the program and helps with future programs to deliver more hay to people who need it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so those stories and more in the Farm Weekly. Another bumper edition out tomorrow. Daz, as always, mate, nice to chat. We'll do it again next week.
Speak to you in 7 days, mate.